Now it's time for Czechs Today, this week presented by Ruth Frankova.
Katka Garcia, as her name suggests, is half Czech and half Spanish, with a bit of Russian to the mix. In addition to that, she sings traditional music from Ireland and Scotland. She currently lives in Dublin and teaches Spanish at Trinity College, and occasionally comes to Prague to perform with her fellow musicians. I caught up with her during her last visit.
My name is basically due to my grandfather, who was Spanish, from the north of Spain, from Asturias. And after the Spanish Civil War, he moved to first to France and then to Russia. And in Moscow, he met my grandmother. And after they got married, they spent some time in the then Yugoslavia and finally settled in Prague. And my father was born here in Prague. Here is where he met my mother, basically.
Where did you grow up?
I was born here in Prague, and when I was approximately 4 years old, my family moved to Spain because my grandfather and his family were granted the Spanish nationality they had been deprived of at the end of the Civil War. And from then on, I lived in Barcelona for about 12 years, and at the age of 15 and a half, my mother decided to go back to Prague, and I sort of continued growing up in Prague.
Speaking of your mum, it's perhaps worth mentioning her family history, which is very interesting indeed.
Yeah, well, my mother happens to be the granddaughter of the painter Alphonse Mucha, and currently she runs a sort of a design studio, and she designs jewellery and glass objects and metal artworks.
You said you moved to Spain at the age of 4, so what was your mother tongue?
It was Czech. During a brief period of my childhood, I nearly forgot Czech, because my father decided that it was more practical to learn Spanish fast. And subsequently, we just spoke Spanish in the house. But the problem was that my mother didn't speak Spanish when she moved to Spain. So at one point, she found herself speaking to her daughters in Czech, and the daughters answering in Spanish, and that must have been very hard. So from then on, she sort of made sure Czech was used in the home.
What was it like coming to the Czech Republic at the age of 15?
Well, it wasn't easy. I wouldn't say it was an easy experience, but I'm grateful for it, of course. The experience that stands out the most would be the lack of light, which, in Barcelona, light is a very important sort of element.
When did you become interested in music?
Actually, when it was becoming clear that my mother wanted to move back to Prague. By matter of coincidence, I suppose, my dad started giving me tapes of music. I suppose I reached the age where he sort of considered that I was ready for music from him. And he had friends from Scotland and Ireland, and he just gave me 2 tapes with Irish and Scottish music. And I sort of became very attached to those tapes, first of all, because I really liked the melodies of the songs. At that stage, I couldn't really understand the lyrics that well, and the quality of the recording was really terrible, so it was impossible to decipher. I suppose then, afterwards, when we moved to Prague, I sort of started even worshipping those tapes even more, because they reminded me of my dad. And I suppose that was the way I really got into it.
For 3 years of rushes of the pond, proud and gentle was the loving of the two last island sons. Their love was like a circle.
One Last Cold Kiss, a song from Katka's most recent album called Woven Ways, recorded with a group of Czech musicians. She started to perform publicly in the late 1990s with an Irish Prague-based band called Dunan Doras.
There's a lot of Irish people living in Prague now even, but at that stage there was a particularly high number of musicians in town, and there was one group, the name was the Celtic Ray. I sort of got to know them and started attending sessions, and I started playing the tin whistle, and that's how I really got into it. Then some of these Irish people left, and one of the musicians, René Starhon, decided he wanted a band of his own. So he met some people in Ireland and made out a new band with new Irish people.
That was the band Dún an Doras.
Dún an Doras, yeah.
Can you explain what it actually means in English?
Well, Dún an Doras means close the door in Irish.
How did you come up with that title?
Well, there's quite a few versions of the story, but the one I remember, at least, is we were invited to play at an Irish wedding here in Prague, and there was an Irish fiddle player. And at that stage, we had the band, but we didn't have a name for it. So René started asking people just, you know, a name. And René is a drummer. And he asked this man, could he tell him a sentence in Irish? And I suppose this guy had learned Irish in school, and Dún an Doras was one of the sentences that he would have known. And René liked the rhythm and the sort of pregnancy of the phrase.
Can you describe the music that you played? Was it uniquely Irish music?
Well, in the beginning, when the band was mostly Irish, it was traditional Irish music. And the instrumental pieces were session pieces, traditional session pieces. Now, then these Irish people left again, and the band became mostly Czech, with mostly Czech musicians. And they started composing music that was, I mean, largely influenced by the tradition of Ireland and Scotland, formally. But the pieces were theirs. The songs remained traditional.
The songs were sung in Irish only?
Well, in the beginning, in English, because I didn't have the linguistic training for it. But then I started attending Irish language classes, and that's how I actually got into the Irish language.
So you now speak Irish?
Well, I try to. I'm going to courses, Irish language courses, and try to learn it. It's tough. But yeah, I now sing Irish songs.
You now live in Dublin and you teach Spanish at Trinity College. Are you planning to settle down for good in Dublin?
Well, that's a tough question. I don't know. I see myself in Dublin for the next few years, definitely. But if it's for good, that's very, very hard to say. I'm homesick for Prague and for Barcelona as well.
And that edition of Czechs Today takes us to the end of today's programme here on Radio Prague. Just a reminder that everything you've heard on this show can also be found online at our website, which is www.radio.cz. Our website also includes an extensive archive of all of our reports and features, and they are both in text and audio form, so you can click and just have a listen anytime you want. And you can also sign up for a free news email and use our podcasting service as well. Also, we welcome any comments or questions you may have about a program that you've heard on the show, so please feel free to drop us a line at any time. The postal address for all of us here is Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2. The address to send an email is english@radio.cz. But that's all the time we have for now. From myself, Dominic Yoon, and all of my colleagues here at Radio Prague, I wish you a very good day. Thank you and goodbye.
flourish like a vine. There came along a false young man. He stole the heart of mine. He stole the heart of mine. A gardener standing by, three offers he made to me. Which I refused all three, which I refused all three. The thing's no flower at all, for it fades away too soon. And the violet is still pale hue, I think I'll wait till June.